It is time for us to chat with our Jessica Yoder and Sarah Bigley with Kelowna Realty, Athlete of the Week. We're pleased to have with us right now on KCII, Iris Dahl. She will be a junior this fall at Washington High School. This last fall saw her win her second state medal in as many seasons in cross country, and she enters this season as the preseason number 9 ranked girls runner in Class 3A cross country. Iris, congrats. I'm sure that accolade's nice, but at the end of the day, it's the medals that you've won that matter the most. What did it mean for you to be able to win a second straight state medal?
It felt really good to just see some progress, I guess, throughout the year, because I started off in the beginning really rough, as I do most of the time, and just to prove to myself and I guess, yeah, that I can do it, and just, I don't know, just show, like, what I've been doing in practice and what we all have been doing as a team.
Has that kind of been something that's been in the back of your mind getting ready for this season to try and start a little faster?
Yes, definitely. I tried to run a little bit more this summer, but I did, like, tear my meniscus a little, but I'm back going strong. So yeah, it's always a thought in the back of my mind to be a little more motivated in this summer, but I don't know.
Well, that is something that's hard to come back from, especially when it comes to running. What has that process been like to rehab and get back to a place where you could mostly get back to fully running?
Yes. A lot of physical therapy and just mostly taking it slow. But now I think I'm back where I can just jump fully into it again, which is really good. But yeah, just taking it really slow.
We're talking with Washington's Iris Dahl, our Jessica Yoder, and Sarah Bickley with Kelowna Realty Athlete of the Week. Two-time state medalist in cross country, is ranked number 9 in Class 3A in the preseason polls. What would be the thing, it can be either cross-country or track, that you are maybe proudest of so far that you've accomplished as a runner?
I'd say I'm just proud probably of our team and just how far we've come as, like, cross-country goes. Because in Washington, I mean, a couple years ago, I mean, before really these like 4 years, we hadn't done much, and just now that we are like conference champs every year and we're just building up the program and just doing it all for the glory of God, and it just really makes me happy. And just probably just going out and trying our hardest and every single time just giving it our best and having fun while doing it.
That said, as good as you guys have been, you just missed out on state last season. That is something that's motivating everybody this year, right?
Yes, we're going into it. We're wanting it. We're showing up every day, knowing that we just missed that, right, barely, and we're just coming back like, I don't know, we just want it really bad.
Well, part of what I'm sure helps is getting the opportunity to compete, maybe not in the same type of races, but something closer in the track and field season. You had a very good one this spring. Your team did as well, conference championship for the first time in a long time. How essential is it, do you feel like, to try and run track and field if you're going to be a good cross-country runner?
Yeah. Well, I feel like it really correlates almost the opposite way. Like, running cross-country really helps you for track. Like, if you want to be a good track runner, you have to run cross-country. Because it just, cross-country really gets you, like, mentally tough. But running track as well, I mean, speed always helps when you're running. If you get faster, I mean, it just helps in every aspect. So that, I'd say that probably helps.
I think you're right, because you're a distance runner in cross country. You run close to the mile and 2 mile a lot. You run the 800 meters, and you talked about the mental part of it. You probably don't have to worry too much about it being a grind compared to running a cross country race, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, running anything isn't so pleasant, I guess, but just knowing that everyone else there is doing the exact same thing as you, and just that you're like not alone going through it, really helps.
Well, obviously, you're going to have a lot of great competitors that you've seen over the years and teammates by your side this fall. So the last thing I'd ask is, are there any particular goals you've already set for yourself and for your team this coming season?
Well, we definitely want to go to state this year. And we're coming back looking to win conference again. So, yeah, those are, I think, the goals we have. And individual, probably just to go out and really never give up on the mental side, like, ever while I'm running, because that's probably my most difficult thing, like, that I experience personally, and probably everyone out there, too, but just to keep going even when it gets really tough.
You have proven throughout your career that you typically find a way to overcome, Iris, and whether it's healing up a little bit still from the meniscus or the mental part of it, I think you're going to do that again this season. Congrats on a great first 2 years, and best of luck as a junior.
Okay, thank you so much.
That is Iris Dahl, now a junior at Washington High School. She has had a phenomenally accomplished career in both cross-country and track and field. Won a couple state medals as a freshman in track. Reached it in a couple of events, the state meet, I should say, this past season. And, of course, now a state medalist each of her first 2 years in cross-country. She's ranked number 9 in the preseason Class 3A state poll for girls cross-country in 2024. And she is our latest Jess Kyoder and Sarah Bigley with Kelowna Realty Athlete of the Week.